Now, when you're performing and somebody asks you a request a song, that's a big honor, but it's another step, I guess, when somebody comes out of the audience and requests a performer, and that's what just happened, and I think we all request Don White to come up and do a tune.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Don. Neil. There we go. I didn't want to play, but Neil Braverman lied about me, and then Ellen asked me, and so now I have to do it. But I will do it. You know, this guy seems like a really nice man and everything, but he's a liar. He's a liar. All right, so this is for Ellen and for everybody. It's called "It's a Great Day to Not Be Dead." I was on the highway, I was cruising along, and I decided to put my seatbelt on. A minute later, baby, would you believe, a Big Mac truck crashed into me. I told the policeman that I was okay. He said, "Your seatbelt saved your life today." And the ambulance driver and the EMTs, they started singing this song to me. Said, "It's a great day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoo wah doo wah. To not cave in your windshield with your head. Cave in your windshield with your head. You are an ugly man, but if that occurred, believe me, you would be even uglier. And it's a great day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoo wah doo wah." Later that evening with my family, we were sitting on the couch and watching TV. There was a drive-by shooting on the 6 o'clock news. They fired 15 bullets at one poor dude. He took one on the finger, one on the shin. The other 13 all missed him, so we called him up at the hospital and we sang to him over the telephone. We said, "Hey, it's a great day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoop wah doo wah. To not have 15 bullets in your head. 15 bullets in your head. Oh, what wonderful luck you've got. The guy that tried to kill you was a terrible shot. And it's a great day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoop wah doo wah." The next news story on my TV set was that guy whose wife brought a knife to bed. Remember that guy? 1 hour later, as the story goes, a part of his anatomy was laying by the road. Well, my sassy wife looked over and she smiled at me. She started singing this song to me. She said, "Hey, it's a great day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoo wah, doo wah. To not have your wife bring a knife with her to bed. Shoop doo wah, chop, chop, whoa." That's not that funny. She said, "Yell and I scream, I complain a lot, but at least I haven't cut no body parts off." And it's a great day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoop wah, doo wah. You know, that's not a bad quality in a wife, really, when you think about it. If you're with somebody tonight, Alan, and you've been with her any length of time, still put together anatomically the same way you were when you first met, I don't think it's inappropriate to say thank you. Thought about my car crash, my clothes call. I started getting sentimental. I said, "I love this house. I love you guys. I even love my rusty old car outside." And I said, "Even those crack houses across the street over there. Well, they still suck, but you get the idea. It's a good day to not be dead. Shoop doo wah, shoop wah doo wah. To feel your woman beside you in your bed. Feel your woman in your bed. We're here all alone, baby. I'm not dead and gone. Let's play Twister. with no clothes on. Cause it's a grim to not be dead. Shoop de wa, shoop wop de wa. Put your foot upon the spot that's red. Put your foot on the spot that's red. You know I'm so happy to be alive with you. Let's do all the things we always said that we would do. Cause it's a great day. It's a great day. It is a great day. It is a great day. It's a great day to not be dead. Okay. Yay. Happy birthday, Ellen.
You know, Don, we're all glad that Neil put you on the spot.